Now, God intends to judge the whole earth, and you find out in the interpretation, and I'd like to begin reading now with verse 4, and we'll pick up the interpretation. He says here, "Then I answered and said unto the angel who talked with me, What are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said unto me, These are the four spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth." Now, these spirits that are mentioned here are obviously angels that are directing this, the same that you have in the book of Revelation, that angels have charge of the judgments that are coming upon the Gentile nations. Now, will you notice that he answers by saying, these are the four spirits of the heavens. They go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. Now, we get the interpretation. The black horses, which are there, go forth into the north country, and the white go forth after them, and the dappled go forth toward the south country. And the bay went forth and sought to go that they might walk to and fro through the earth. Now, the bay horses apparently go along with the dappled horses into the south country. So they walk to and fro through the earth. Now, we have the black and the white going into the north country, and we have the dappled horses going to the south. Now, none going to the east or the west. Well, on the west is the Mediterranean Sea. We must remember that two mountains that are suggested there are obviously Mount Zion and the Mount of Olives. And so the Mediterranean Sea being on the west, the horse would not move in that direction. It's not a seahorse that we have here. And then there would not be any movement toward the east, for the simple reason that that great Arabian desert is out there. Now, the direction they go would lead them throughout the whole earth, of course. And the thought that is given here is just simply that. In verse 7, "And the bay went forth and sought to go that they might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, Go from here, walk to and fro through the earth." So they walk to and fro through the earth. Now, the black horses and the white went into the north country. And I personally believe that the judgment of the Great Tribulation period begins actually with Russia coming down into that land, and that there would be the judgment first to go to the king of the north, to Gog and Magog in the north. Then the judgment in the south would be toward Egypt. But the thought here is not so much the order, the riding of the horses, as you have in Revelation. Because in Revelation, we are given the series of the Great Tribulation period. We're given one event, one crisis right after another that shall follow. First, in Revelation, the white horse rides forth. Well, he brings a victory that brings in a false peace into the earth. And actually, the world will think that they're entering the millennium when actually they're entering the Great Tribulation period. Because immediately after the white horse, there comes forth the red horse of war, and that breaks out worldwide. Then there rides forth this black horse. And this black horse is that of famine. Famine generally follows war and also plague. And then death is the fourth one. The pale horse rides forth, or the dappled, as we have it here in the bay that are mentioned. So that we have here these four different chariots with the four different colored horses. Here, the order is not the important thing. It would seem to me that the important thing that is mentioned here is the fact that God intends to judge all the nations of the earth. And each one of these represents a judgment that is coming from God. This all takes place in the Great Tribulation period. And you find the four horsemen of the apocalypse, as John gives it, in the sixth chapter and read on into the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation, and you'll find it mentioned there.